The Message of Luke, the amazing story of our Savior, and a beloved and surprising book. But first, let's say you wanted to write a book, a nonfiction book that you hoped would be a bestseller. What would you need in order to make it a success? Certainly, you'd be glad you had a strong faith in God as the source of all wisdom. You'd want to be familiar with the history and traditions of the people and places you plan to write about. You'd be glad that you had some experiences that gave validity to your story. And best of all, you'd like someone with unimpeachable first-hand knowledge to add credibility to your book. Well, the writer of the third gospel, Luke, had all that going for him. Some might call him Lucky Luke, but I prefer to call him Blessed Luke. Yes, we find he had a strong faith in God as the source of wisdom. He was very familiar with the Old Testament. He himself had extensive contact with the leading character in the story. That's Jesus, of course. But best of all, he had someone with unimpeachable knowledge to give the writing credibility. And who was that? Listen, and I'll tell you in a moment. Luke himself, in the opening passages, relates his research method. First, there were the events themselves. He says he's going to tell us about, quote, the thing.